It's Saturday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that continues to push out stories on AI and game development. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And yeah, we're talking about AI again. I think it's easy to find an AI and gaming story almost weekly, and it's not even hard. Like, it just pops up, so I just keep talking about them.
Right. No, it's the thing, man. It happened. The AI is everywhere right now.
Well, the problem is that everybody thinks AI is magic. And you guys remember a little game called Subnautica, right?
Oh, yeah.
Been looking forward to a new one. Maybe not so much right now. Uh-huh. So Krafton, the publisher of Subnautica and PUBG, are going through a strategic realignment. They want to be an AI-first company.
Oh, boy.
They put in place a voluntary resignation policy to cut down on its human workforce.
Oh, no.
And so to give you an idea,
so bad.
It's crazy because they just made some crazy revenue on both games. Business Insider Korea had a story out showing that they had made a revenue last year or third quarter of last year of 2.4 trillion won, which is about $1.6 billion. I had to look it up because I was like, what's the conversion rate here? Anyway, so yeah, like a huge chunk of change they made back from those games, and then they reinvested it in AI. The CEO is making a lot of money, but they're reinvesting all this money into AI initiatives. So they had said, so their CFO, his name's Baidong Goon or Geen. I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't seem like a great guy. Had put out that he wanted to emphasize that individual productivity must increase at the company-wide level as part of this shift. So they've reported record profits. They dumped all their money in AI and decided to get rid of workforce so they can make even more money. The problem is, they want to use agentic AI. So they want to develop an AI-centered management system for all of this. And it seems like to me they're trying to use AI to replace most of their human workforce. I don't think that we're quite there yet. And we've seen a lot of AI slop. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, we posted a video on a loop while me and Jason were talking, and it was showing somebody who was super proud of themselves for coming up with a game idea via AI that was a weird choose-your-own-scene adventure over-the-shoulder game with incoherent things happening on screen, and then posted this on to millions of views on social media thinking he was awesome. Part of the magic of AI is, it's a fever dream, right? Part of the magic of Subnautica was a lot of how handcrafted that game was. Like, there's a map to that game, right? Everything's planned out. Like, it's not a procedurally generated game. Now, there's things with AI that work, right? There are algorithms that comes, can be loosely defined as AI. And in a lot of ways, No Man's Sky started off as kind of like slop, as we all experienced, and then over time has gotten better with its algorithms, and they've poured tons and tons of time and money into that game to make it better. But it's taken a long time. And I have everybody for generating any kind of content, like that Hello Games has done a pretty fantastic job.
Right.
But I just don't see it, and I don't know why they're ruining my Subnautica game, because I love Subnautica.
I didn't expect it from these guys, honestly. Considering
PUBG,
how handcrafted it was.
PUBG, I mean, not really any of our guys' things, but like, holy cow, that game exploded, right? One of the most popular games in the entire world was not really done with AI. And there have been some smart use of AI. Didn't really talk about it too much on the show. I was going to go into Arc Raiders, which it's not really for me. That's a topic for another day. But they used some AI voice work with that. And the way they did it is they had their actors, their voice actors, all do the lines, the current lines of the game, and then put it into AI voice modeling for future updates so they didn't have to reuse the artist to say something like, I don't know, trash dispenser or something like that, right? so that they could continue to have that open development for the game. But everything that's there right now is voice. They just have that for, I guess, longevity of the game, right? I guess they need to do whole acting sequences. Maybe they'll hire these people again, but there's a lot of small voice cues in the game that probably don't need an actor to come into a vocal booth to do for, let's adding a new emote, right? And so,
possibly
for stuff like that, I don't really think that I have much of a problem with it. But for whole ass design, I think I have a pretty huge problem with it.
I have a big issue with this. One is, I mean, last week we talked about, you know, just taking, you know, taking AI out of QA, or taking human element out of QA and putting AI in its place, and that's just a terrible idea.
Well, I think like I said last week, you selectively, let's say, people breaking the maps by getting stuck in certain places, you could have AI model a character moving through different spots in the map and maybe just jumping the entire time, right?
And that's fine, but you have somebody overseeing that. And
right.
This, you've got active hiring freezes, and they're offering to buy out current contracts. They're wanting to get rid of people and replace them with AI workforce, basically. Now that's very concerning. It's one of those, this is one of the teetering points. You can kind of tell where things can go wrong. And you saw this with like NFTs, like people were experimenting with that. And then it was big. Everybody needed to get in on that. And then it died. And it died hard, and it died fast, and it died a very well-deserved death. But it still died. This is one of those things where you're, you know, I have a beloved game franchise that, you know, is being affected by one of these decisions to go full AI, and it's affecting, you know, the livelihoods of the people who are, you know, doing the work. Like one of the things that I enjoyed about the early development of Subnautica was that you could follow their Trello board. You could interact with them
and
follow their Trello board.
I remember when we were looking at this in active development, because this is a game that's followed most of the podcast history, right?
Right.
We were doing updates off the Trello board.
Yeah. And that was one of the things, like, not very many game developers were interacting with their audience this way. This was very, you know, very cool to see. So it's really disappointing to see the, you know, the publisher on this, you know, making this push to go, you know, full AI on this, because I'm not very confident in AI's ability to make a game based off of what I've seen of AI currently. I don't think the current generation of AI is good enough to do it. And I fear when AI is good enough to do it, I have a legitimate fear of when AI is good enough to take over the creative development of, you know, something that humans enjoy. Because at that moment, we have lost something that is uniquely human. And this is really, really getting into like an existential, you know, situation, but still it's not the way I want to see entertainment. In fact, I actively block channels on YouTube that are, you know, generated by AI. Actively block them because it fills your feed. If you don't control it, it will fill your feed full of bullcrap. And I don't want my games to be that way as well. I don't want any of my entertainment to be that way. I want to experience a bit of humanity with all of its flaws. Give me a shit game. At least I know a human put some effort into that shit game, man.
I don't disagree. I really do appreciate. I don't like slop. I don't like just this soulless garbage that we're being. Again, use AI for soulless tasks, not taking the soul out of what we do.
Right.
And especially seeing it being applied to a company that's created one of my top games. I guess I have a lot of top games of all time, but games that like seriously were worth it, right? Subnautica 2's okay. It's like a 4 out of 5. Subnautica the OG is like a 4.8. It's such a good game. And just watching them continue to go down this path of enshittification, to reuse that term.
Yes.
It's really sad. And I don't want this for Subnautica, but unfortunately it looks like that's what we're going to get. You know what? And this might be one of those times for the internet to go gung-ho. Hopefully enough people are irritated with AI that they'll look at this and be like, oh, it's 50% made by AI. If it's 25% made by AI, I'm probably going to say, give it the finger and say, no, thank you. I'll find another game. I don't want a franchise that bad. Even if it was Fallout, I wouldn't. I'd say fuck you to Bethesda too.
Yeah, I mean, using AI to help with procedural generation or stuff like that, I'm okay with. But lending it the ability to completely generate your environments or characters is just kind of crazy to me.
Now, I want to be, I want to be clear, because I'm looking at. I'm looking into this, and it's got to, we have to be super clear about this. Krafton is the publisher.
Correct.
Not the developer. Okay. So the publisher going full, full AI initiative doesn't necessarily mean that the next Subnautica is going to be fully AI. What it means is that they're, that from the top down, they're going to be pushing AI directives onto their developers.
Correct.
And that right there, it's, you have, if the money's coming from the top, you're only going to get the money if you follow follow those directives. So we're not saying that the next Subnautica is going to be fully AI, or any of that, that it's just that the influence is there, and it's only going to be worse as time goes on. So we'll continue to watch, this type of thing, develop as it filters down into the developer space instead of in the publisher space. But it's still like, come on now.
But the original developers of Subnautica were removed from the company, right?
Right. And that's
so there was a thing. There was a story. I was trying to find this because I remembered reading it, but didn't find it. But they had, back this summer, so around June or July, Krafton issued a press statement announcing that Subnautica creators and Unknown Worlds co-founders Ted Gill, Charlie Cleveland, and Max McGuire have all been removed from the studio effectively immediately.
Yeah.
So the OGs are gone.
Yeah. It's still, it's just a, it's concerning, because you start to see this stuff, from the top. Like we said this last week, I think, and and a couple times before, but the guys up in the boardroom, they're the ones that believe that AI is magic and AI can do everything, and it's going to save them so much money and this, that, and the other thing. When they don't really see the end result, and what is happening is that there's a lot of human effort cleaning up the AI slop so that it looks okay. And I'm not, and by okay, I mean, it's acceptable, but I mean, a little bit of effort goes a long way, right? So, it'll be interesting to see, because I kind of hope in a way that this goes the same direction as NFTs did. Is that agreed. that was a boardroom decision. NFTs look really great on paper, but when you try to put it out there, it falls hard. I'm hoping that happens with AI. I fear that it won't. That's my take. That's
well,
it's a real rough thing to land on, but I mean, that's where we're at right now.
Well, what do you guys think? Leave your AI your non AI comments about AI, not edited in AI, below, and find full episodes of the Tiltcast at tiltcast.com, on iTunes and Spotify, and our website. You can also find us on YouTube if you aren't already watching right now. Just search Tiltcast Shorts with a Z. And with that, we'll see you guys next week.
All right, peace.